For the feast of Saint Stephen, I think the only homily that we should have is one on martyrdom. It is surely not coincidental that the first feast day after Christ's birth should be the feast of the first martyr. Our homily, therefore, is on martyrdom. We ask ourselves, what does it mean to be a martyr? To be a martyr means to be faithful to the teachings of Jesus Christ and to pay for one's fidelity. I repeat, to be a martyr means to be faithful to the teachings of Jesus Christ and to pay for one's fidelity to that teaching. This is the age of martyrs. I never tire repeating that there have been more martyrs for Christ who have shed their blood since 1900 than in all the previous 19 centuries put together. If we ask ourselves, what is the teaching of Christ that the world over the centuries has found so difficult to accept, what the world finds so difficult to accept of Christ's teaching, is first of all his teaching on charity. Secondly, his teaching on chastity. Thirdly, his teaching on patience. And fourthly, his teaching on humility. If we ask ourselves, why is it that after so many centuries of Christ's teaching being taught by so many people, there are still so many who not believe? It cannot be that what Christ has taught the world is not true. We believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and therefore everything which he taught is true. The problem with following Christ is not that his teaching is in contradiction with what our mind tells us is not true. What the world finds difficult is to live up to that teaching. Christ's teaching is obvious to the believing mind. But unless a person is willing to submit their will, they will not follow the Master. This is the age of martyrs, because so many are unwilling to live up to the hard teaching of Jesus Christ. And I believe the most painful martyr in the world today is not the one who dies by sacrificing his life for Jesus Christ. I believe the most painful martyrdom in the world today is the martyrdom of those who are living the teaching of Christ in spite of the fact that those who claim to be followers of Christ are not. The most painful martyrdom is living in hypocrisy. Living in a world in which so many people claim to be followers of Christ. Priests, religious. Lord Jesus, give us the courage of Saint Stephen. The courage to live faithful to your teaching and to remain faithful not only in the threat of death for our bodily life, but living in a world that does not want to accept what you told us we must do to be saved. Give us the courage, dear Jesus, not to be victims of human respect, but courageously to proclaim your truth, even though those among whom and with whom we may be living are not faithful to your name. Saint Stephen, proto-martyr, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.